Also this week, there were a couple articles I'll just mention briefly. We'll may discuss them at greater length later. This was from the most recent Epic Times of January 24 to 30, 2013, which is entitled, UN Warns 200 Million People Will Be Unemployed in 2013. And I believe that that's a very conservative estimate. This is from a UN study, and I doubt very much that it's only 200 million people out of, what, 7 billion? I'm not sure. Anyway, the article is by Jack Phillips, and he writes, many of the new jobs require skills, and he's quoting the director of the folks who did the study, the UN's International Labor Organization. And the study is entitled Global Employment Trends 2013. And the director of the ILO, Guy Ryder, said, quote, governments should step up efforts to support skills and retraining activities, that there is a mismatch between the jobs that power needs and what young people have out there. And it is primarily young people, she's saying, who are among this growing mass of unemployed. For the last 40 years, whenever wages decline, you always hear the same lie. There's a skills gap. The claim of insufficient numbers of people trained in the skills that money needs is bogus. We know that the history of money shows that it will scratch, scrape, and scorch a workforce out of broken bones and dust if there's profit to be made. They'll put up shanty colleges, they'll bring in slaves and hold them hostage. They'll beg and coax in multiple languages. There's no shortage of brilliant human beings, just an overabundance of greed.